proclamation number 8862 dated the September 30th, 1964. What can be regarded as divine revelation? The great quantity of that which is accepted by people as divine revelation is also a sign of satanic activity, for he seeks to undermine my pure word in the same way by availing himself of my words in order to confuse people. However, the comment, "I shall pour out my spirit over all flesh," must not be understood such that everyone believes themselves to hear my speech, but the thoughts of those who desire to be instructed in the truth are guided by me accordingly. And where two or three are together, I am in the midst of them, so that they, too, will know themselves to be guided by my spirit if I myself am the subject of their conversation. Everyone will certainly be able to hear me within himself if he appeals to me for guidance on the right path. And thus the working of my spirit will be observable in every person who prays love for me and in turn motivates other people to love. I will also speak through him but always in his usual manner of speaking, so that a hearing of the inner word cannot be spoken of. For this is only recognizable by the fact that I emanate a light of such radiance at the same time that it illuminates the darkness and provides people with the right clarification about all questions posed by the spiritual seekers, for they shall receive light in order to pass it on. For this reason I have, very wisely, announced such bearers of light for every era whom I enlighten time and again about the actual purpose of life and the human being's task, about the reason of embodiment and the final goal, in short, about everything that humanity lost as a result of their lack of faith and their ever increasing distance from me. Hence, the fact that bearers of light exist in the truest sense of the word cannot be denied. However, they are not often to be found and therefore I announced them as returning, in every era. From this alone it is evident that such word recipients are unique, and that they can be granted utter credibility. But once a person is so intimately in contact with me and listens with and during this contact then he will indeed be able to hear me, for I promised you that I will be with everyone who unites with me in prayer. Nevertheless, you humans must not forget that the adversary is able to express himself in the same way if your thoughts digress and you enter into his sphere, and that he will then speak to you under the guise of piety as soon as you allow him to influence you. For this reason you must be extremely careful, you must withdraw into your closet if you want to hear me. You must not believe that I speak through you to people directly but that you, if you communicate with people, speak in your usual manner. Then I will certainly be able to guide your thoughts correctly so that they voice what is right but you will always express yourselves in your normal manner of speaking. You must make the distinction that you can indeed speak as I want, that your thoughts will be guided by my, but that you will never hear me myself such that you can say, I myself am speaking through you, and the same applies to, where two or three are gathered together in my name. Single quote or, I shall put the words in your mouth so that you will then speak according to my will. However, the words people write down, the words they hear in the silence of their heart, can certainly be endorsed by them as my direct speech, but where I myself am supposed to speak through a person to a congregations, so that they therefore believe they are hearing me myself, that they no longer speak in their normal manner of speaking, I will not express myself even if they want to verify it with the name of Jesus. For this gift of the audible word is so rare and requires such a high degree of maturity that it is almost impossible to find a suitable vessel for it. And those who audibly hear my word within themselves will only hear it occasionally, In great adversity or danger, or when a person is embraced by my great love. But then it will only be moments when a person can state that he has clearly heard me. Yet the saying, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. Single quote is generally interpreted according to wishful thinking, so that everyone believes himself to hear the Father's words, which, however, can only be received in seclusion, and which then can indeed motivate a person to truthfully point out the forthcoming judgment to people. For it is the time of the end which makes it necessary for me to let such prophets and seers appear and to speak according to my will, as I have promised. Amen.